Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Last today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And today, Dan Owens is joining us. He's the interim vice president of the Republic for the United States. Welcome, Dan Owens.
Thank you, Vincent.
Hey, my pleasure. So, you know, there's a lot of concern and confusion about what's going on in the United States. Our government is running us over. I just put a post on the website about five cops beating a man in California. It's whatever the government wants to do is what they're going to do. And the only time that they're under investigation is when we have videos of their abuse of power. And so a lot of us are angry, and you know, pretty soon the shooting's going to start in response to the abuses. And I think it's going to be ugly when it happens. No one I know wants it to happen, but on the other hand, we're sick of being beaten, tased, and so forth. And I can tell you that I met with the mayor of the city of Lebanon, Missouri, the corporation called the City of Lebanon, Missouri. And his city manager violated their charter by abuse of power, breaching the public trust, violating the Constitution of the state of Missouri and the United States. So now the mayor is absolutely angry with his city manager, because I asked the city manager if he had a copy of the Constitution of the state of Missouri, and he said, "Well, I got somewhere, but maybe in the car, but we don't go by that. We don't go by that. We have our own rules and policies, and that's what we go by." So we heard it. Mrs. Finelli and I heard it in firsthand that the city manager of the city of Lebanon doesn't go by the Constitution of the state of Missouri, nor Constitution of the United States of America, and they do whatever they want. So now we've got a massive problem across the United States, because we thought we knew the rules, and the guys who are in charge of enforcing the rules don't play by the rules. We've got a Congress that's run amok. They've got the lowest approval rating of any Congress, 5%. Dan Owens, what is going on? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting. You told me about this situation with your mayor and his reaction. You know, I think it's the reaction of a lot of people. You know, what we, in order to get our head around it, most Americans probably wouldn't like to hear it this way, but America is a conquered nation by a foreign entity. It's the banking system, the bankers, the Federal Reserve System, the cabal. The Constitution was suspended in 1860. It's we've been led to believe that that we have the Constitution, but as you just said, they don't go by it. We're actually under universal commercial code. It's maritime law. It's written based on maritime law. That's what, quote, governs America right now. That is news to a lot of people. And one of the things that we're adamant about is educating the American people, first and foremost, what the Constitution says, and then exhibiting, as you did to your mayor, that we're not under the Constitution. We're not going by the Constitution. There's a lot of education that needs to take place in America today. A lot of people think they have constitutional rights. You don't have constitutional rights. You have God-given unalienable rights. They didn't come to you by man. They came to you by your creator. The American people need to see that. And it's not just the American people. That's for everybody around the world. But in particular for here in America, we have got to understand that we have God-given rights. So there is a tremendous amount of education that needs to take place, and that's the problem, unfortunately, in a lot of the law enforcement community, is a lot of them don't understand. I know there are those who do understand that things aren't right, and they're trying to work to make them right, to do what's right, to do what's honorable. And then there are those who, for whatever reason or how they were taught, how they were trained, they have, as you said, a mentality, well, we can do whatever we want. And that really comes from the top. When I say from the top, I mean from those people holding office that write these laws that have someone out having a police officer pulling someone over for a taillight that's out. I was talking with a gentleman the other day. We were commenting on how we can remember as kids a sheriff's deputy or a police officer might pull you over, tell you you had a taillight out, simply as a courtesy, not as a means of collecting revenue. They did it as a means of public safety. It wasn't a means to collect, like I said, to collect revenue or to find something else wrong. What do they call it? Probable cause now. To see if maybe you've got something else going on in your vehicle. We've got to educate first and foremost the American people as to what they've lost, what was taken from them, what's been stolen. It's hard for us to think of ourselves as a conquered nation, but that's really the case. So, understanding how we got to where we are is a key element. And then how do we go forward? How do we change it? How do we make a difference? And our society is a society that we want things quick. We want things fast. We want them immediate. We don't want to have to. I use these terms generically when I say we, but we don't want to have to put the effort in to do the work. We want someone else to do it for us. And it all falls back to responsibility and personal responsibility. And when I go back and I look at and I read who our founding fathers were, that is the thing that permeates everything that they wrote, was personal responsibility. And I'm rambling on here, Vincent, so you stop.
Well, I'm thinking about what you're saying. And when you said our founding fathers, I was thinking, who today comes close to the caliber of our founding fathers? I can't think of a single politician who comes close to the caliber not even within, not 1% of the caliber of the Founding Fathers. Not 1% of the intellect. It's disgraceful. What we have done is we have allowed the selection of candidates put on slates for our approval. Pick one of these two thugs. Pick one of these two defective people. Pick one of these two people whose families are in chaos. Okay, I mean, just look at the Clintons. Look at Barney Frank. Look at these candidates. Their personal lives are in shambles, and we're to select one of their two choices for leading us. I mean, we have had to have lost our minds. You know, we've been talking with some of the people at the meetup group, and we have a meetup every Monday night at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. And we're talking about writing ourselves in as candidates. We're talking about, does the vote count? Most of us at the meetup believe that our vote doesn't even count. It's electronically manipulated. So who's a better candidate than we are? Nobody. So let's just write ourselves in. I mean, and that's kind of where we're leaning. And I want to tell you that, Dan, that I brought, I called my politician in the Missouri House of Representatives, and I asked for 100 copies of the Missouri Constitution so we could teach a class on it at the Get Prepared Expo last weekend in March. And I got a call back, and they said, 100 copies? Do you know how much it costs to ship those? Actually, I do, about $34. And because you can ship 70 pounds, media rate, for I think it's $34.55 for 70 pounds. The point is that they said, the representative said, this comes out of his budget. Now, where does he get his budget from? I guess that would be from us. And where does the printing cost come from? And the those who are involved in preparing for print and printing the Constitution of the state of Missouri. That comes from us. We paid for it. And then they're complaining how much it costs to ship it to us so we can teach people about what's in it. I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely shocked. Dan, we come back. We've got David from Missouri who's on the line, and we'll talk some more about the Republic. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Please don't touch that dial. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at masteryofchange.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So you know that these elected persons swear an oath to the Constitution, right? So I asked the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri, yesterday, if he had read the Constitution of the state of Missouri. I was kind of surprised at the answer. So I read him part of it, and I read him the part that applied to us, and it was Article 1, Section 2, Promotion of General Welfare, Natural Rights of Persons, Equality under the Law, and the Purpose of Government. And that is that all constitutional government is intended to promote the general welfare of the people, that all persons have natural right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the enjoyment of the gains of their own industry, that all persons are created equal and entitled to equal rights and opportunity under the law, that to give security to these things is the principal office of government, and that when government does not confer this security, it fails in its chief design. That's what I read to him. And I gave him my copy of the Constitution of the state of Missouri. So he's going to meet with me on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about how they violated the treaty with the Native Americans. They brought the police, and how the city manager doesn't go by the Constitution. I just want one quick announcement, and then David's on from Missouri. On April 18th and 19th, I will be at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, along with some of my closest friends. That would be Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, Patrick Vickers will be there. And there's an expo. It's called the RK Prepper Show, RK Prepper Show. There's a post on the website. And I'll be talking about something very near and dear to my heart, which is enjoying the same tax deductions that the rich take. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was on a tractor, and I was thinking about doing some tractor therapy, and I was thinking about, you know, the Guns 80 guys. I like them. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if buying your AR-15 gun kit could be a tax deduction? Well, it can. And I'm going to tell you how to do that at the expo. I'm sorry, at the prepper show. That's next weekend, April 18th and 19th in Indianapolis, Indiana. There's a post on the website. So I'm going to talk about starting your own business and how you can buy an AR-15 and have it become a tax deduction. I'm also going to talk about how you can build a bunker and have that be a tax deduction. Is that unbelievable? Well, you can do this. This is all, well, I should say, in my opinion, you can. But you're going to have to do your own research, okay? Don't come and sue me if it doesn't work. But I believe it absolutely can. It's all above board. So I'm going to teach you about tax deductions and how you can take the same deductions that the rich take. And that's the Arcade Prepper Show, Indianapolis, Indiana, April 18th and 19th. Tickets are $12. Go to the website. There's a link there and get a $2 discount for the weekend. We've got David in Missouri. Welcome to USA Prepares.
Thank you. I just want to make a few comments on the expo, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
All right. Just want to say that it was absolutely great. I'm only 16, so I haven't really ever been into anything like this. So it was definitely enjoyable. One thing that I really appreciated was at the facility that we were at, my sister had special needs. She has Down syndrome and autism and had to be rolled around in a stroller for most of the expo. And so everything was readily accessible for her, and we could bring her almost anywhere that she needed to go. So that was definitely appreciated. A lot of the vendors, that was one thing that I enjoyed, is that the vendors, while I was there, they weren't necessarily pushing their product to you. They more wanted to educate you on what their product was, and that was something that I definitely appreciated rather than a bunch of people, you know, trying to push products to you. And I actually learned a lot just by talking to the vendors about prepping and stuff like that. The classes.
David, can I make a comment on that?
Yes.
Let me tell you what happens in these expos. A lot of times the fees to exhibit are $800, $900,000, $1,200, $1,400, $1,600. They're very, very high. So when the exhibitors come, they've got to earn that amount of money back to break even. So they are really pushy. But in our case, we only charge $296 for what others charge four times as much for. So by design, we prevent that from happening. We don't charge them so much that they have to push sales. And hold on, and we'll take you through to the other side of the break, if that's okay with you, and you can continue your comments.
Yes,
but I wanted to say why it is. It's by design. We'll be right back. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dan Owens is with us, and we've got David in Missouri on the line, and he had a couple comments about the expo. David, please continue.
All right. Another thing that I really liked about the expo was that the classes, they weren't necessarily targeted towards a specific audience. The classes were targeted to a wide variety of people with a wide variety of interests. For instance, me, I'm an Eagle Scout and a first-degree black belt in Taekwondo. So the Storm and Norman classes and the outdoor classes, Real MacGyver class was also outstanding. Just those types of classes were what interested me. The honestly, the most fun part was after the expo. Me and my family did a divide and conquer like thing where my aunt and uncle in my family, we went to all different classes and we took notes, and then we would come back that night and compare and talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really it. The only thing that I was bummed out about is not to see that not too many young people seem to be awake, judging by the amount of youth at that at the expo, which isn't necessarily your fault. It was just kind of disappointing to see that there isn't very many youth that seem active in this. But like I said, this is my
let me address expo. That. Let me address that, David. For six expos, I've invited all teachers and their spouses and their children to be my guest. I would pay for their tickets, not just for the teacher. So let's say there was, the wife and mom is a teacher. And if I said, well, I'll pay for her ticket. Well, then it would be thought that I was trying to get more guests to come to the expo by charging their children and their husbands. Okay, that's not the case. What I said was all teachers and their spouses and their children would be my guest, because I wanted teachers to come and educate their students. Okay, what we had was I think a total of all the expos, I think we had 13 teachers show up for six expos. We gave free passes, printed them out, and sent them to all the school districts for a 100-mile radius. None of them showed up. Now, why is that? I even engaged with the superintendents of schools in Joplin, and Joplin had a tornado. And I talked to him, and he said, well, if you want us to get involved with you, you'll have to donate. You'll have to be a donator to the school. And I said, let me see if I got this right. And he said, you have to do some fundraising for the school. I said, so in order for me to give you free tickets to educate your teachers, their children, your students, and all young people come in for free anyway, okay? He said, I would have to donate to the school. And I said, no way. I'm not donating to donate. I'm not doing it. I'm not buying my way in to give you free education. I'll give you free education, but I'm not paying to give you free education.
That's all right.
I'm already paying for it. So if you're wondering what lengths that we've gone to, we've advertised on radio, television, newspapers. There are articles that have been written about us. We're on the Internet. We're on the radio. What do we do to get young people involved? I have no idea. Unless we give them free stuff. Now, if we want to bribe them, maybe that would work. And one person thought that we should bribe the police to come, to be part of us, to give them a free booth, to give them, free freeze-dried food, to give them free survival stuff. Maybe we could get them to be involved. The answer is no way. I am not going to. Cops are so used to being bribed as it is. I'm not going to be part of it. So I don't know. I have no idea how we get young people involved. And David, I know who you are. I saw you there, and you were one of the youngest people there. I mean, you and your sister were among the youngest, and there were very, very few who weren't. I would say baby boomers and 50s. I guess that on the average, we were between 40, 50, and 60 years old. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how to reach the young people. And believe it or not, I talked to one of our instructors, and we talked about Rick Miller's his thoughts on the coming rapid onset ice age. And I said, I can't help everybody. And if there are people who we're trying to educate and we're trying to bring them along, and they just don't pay attention, they waste their money on ball games and trivial, frivolous things, I can't help them, and I'm not going to be able to help them, and that's all there is to it. So I just had to make the decision that I'm just going to go forward with plans for our family, try to lead people, but I can't make people do things that they just are not interested in doing. So I'm frustrated as you are. I really would have loved to have seen so many young people. As a matter of fact, Dan, please bear with me, there were some young firemen. Volunteer fireman. I was a volunteer fireman when I was their age, a late teenager. And, I enjoyed taking the fire truck out for a ride and, tractor trailer with a tanker. And, so I did that kind of stuff. Well, I saw these young firefighters, and they were kind of hanging out in the lobby, and they're really polite young people. And I said, would you like to meet the real Fox Mulder, the X-Files? I go, wow. Would you like to meet the guy who the movie, Storm and Norman, right? Would you like to meet him? Really? I said, yeah, come with me. You're my guest. So I brought him in. I introduced them. They were delighted. Now, but they were the only ones. I really didn't see very... If there were 100 young people there, I would be surprised. Would you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. So, was there anything that you didn't like about your seminars? Is there any of the instruction that you thought was, you know, not worth your time?
Not necessarily. I mean, if the people if people didn't have a seminar on actual survival, they had some awesome stories. Like the Silent Night was one of my favorite courses overall. Might actually be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And a comment about the whole children thing. I would have to say that the children of our nation are the most asleep out of everybody else because of everything that our government and there's lack of structure in the home in the United States right now. And so I think that contributes to it, but also the government is almost kind of hypnotizing the youth with, like you said, all these frivolous things. So they're the most unsuspecting, most asleep people in the nation, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, I know we've talked about you coming on the air with me, so please do me a favor. Would you email me your contact information, vincent@usapreparis.com, vincent@usapreparis.com, and we'll talk over the weekend, because I was very impressed with your ability to convey what your thoughts are and your interest in survival and preparedness and what's happening with the world at age 16. Very, very rare. And being a black belt in martial arts at your age is awesome. Our children did the same thing, and our children were in scouting as well. So I applaud you. You are a leader, and of course, you are welcomed as an instructor, our youngest instructor at usapreparis.com. So, David, thanks so much. Please email me, and we'll get you scheduled for being on the air within the next 3 weeks.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much. Well, Dan, isn't that encouraging that we have a young person who actually is paying attention? There aren't many.
There aren't many, and no, you're right. That is, pardon me, I was very intrigued listening to the young man. And by the way, before I forget it, after your program today, if you would give me a call, I am in Indianapolis, and I would like to maybe have an opportunity to meet with you face-to-face.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be at the RK Prepper Show at the State Fairgrounds not this weekend, but the following weekend, April 18th and 19th. So, yeah, we can make that happen. And I'll see if I can meet with you, and we can chat, and we'll get you in there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds great.
Okay, and I'll introduce you to some of the other faculty. And class, if you decide that you want to come to the RK Prepper Show next weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the State Fairgrounds, I'd love to meet with you. And I'll introduce you to Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein and Dr. Patrick Vickers. And I think Aaron Dakins is going to be there with Brad Dakins as well. And they may show up. So, and Dan Owens. Wouldn't that be fun to meet, you know, some more of your instructors firsthand? So we can do that, and that's not this weekend, but next weekend at the RK Prepper Show. And the post is on the website. So what, Dan, what is your lawful claim?
Our lawful claim is the same as the American people had when they created the Declaration of Independence. What we did in 2010 was we wrote a document called the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, and that, in essence, brought the Declaration of Independence forward to today. That document was filed at The Hague and filed at the UPU, It is the claim of the people, of the American people, for all of the assets, for their unalienable rights. This belongs to America, belongs to the people. And that's what we did. That's what we hold for the people. We are interim. We don't have any, quote, governing authority. We are, if you will, the playing field for the American people to restore their constitutional government. And that's what we're working towards. And education, you know, talking to individuals such as yourself, David, is just, that's, wow, that's very encouraging to hear. A young person who gets it. That's very encouraging. And that's a group or an area that is hard to tap because, they are given so many options to, in my opinion, to distract them from being involved or understanding what's going on. And it's hard to reach people in general, let alone young people who are energetic. They're interested in everything. They want to play sports. They want to begin their life to have a home.
Hold that thought. Republicoftheunitedstates.org. Republicoftheunitedstates.org.
We'll be right back. You know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By
now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class. As you see these police abuses that are absolutely, positively out of control, as you see people who have been selected for your voting pleasure do exactly the opposite of what you help select them for, they do the opposite. You wonder why they vote against the United States of America at almost every turn. You wonder what happened. Well, the Constitution has been suspended. So we're playing by rules that we think are still viable. They're not. And that's why the police are beating up people like Steve Engel in his own home and then arresting him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having your doorbell rung at 12:30 at night? The cops come in, put a gun in your face, tell you to drop your gun because you're holding it by the muzzle. They beat you in the threshold of your own home and then arrest you, put you in jail for 3 days, and then you're facing maybe 20 years in prison for assault on a police officer when they come to your house. Look, do what my mom does. My mom is told, you know, when I if I say, hey, Mom, what do I say, you know, before I leave the house? She'll say, don't let the cops in. I'll go, got it. Right, that's it. Don't let the cops in. Don't answer the door for the cops. Nothing good happens. There's one guy that, in South Carolina, this thug cop stops him for a third taillight out. Come on. And then executes him, shoots him in the back. There's a video that I posted on the website today. There's five cops in California beat, kick, tase, absolutely pummel this guy. Literally, there's a video of it. It's going on all over. We've got to stop it. Dan, what is the answer? What do we do? I mean, short of shooting. I mean, because that's coming anyway. But between now and the shooting, what do we do?
Well, let's hope that it doesn't have to come to that. But we have to, as we've talked about, you know, the education, but we need to restore constitutional government. That's what the Republic is about. That's what we're doing. We are working to involve people. And I would encourage people to go to our website. You can opt in. You can begin to get involved. You can get involved at your state, at your county level. You know, what's been done is, as I said, is like create the playing field, but now it's got to go down to the county level. You begin to put your counties together, to build your states, to acknowledge with other people that you have these unalienable rights, that you have the ability to take care of your own affairs. And then you begin to hold one another accountable, you hold one another responsible, and you begin to hold your public officials accountable. You educate, just as Vincent, as you said, you brought forward to the mayor the truth. And I'm sure that, you know, if people are belligerent, they don't get much traction. But when you approach people in a positive light, as I'm sure you approached your mayor, you approach them in a positive light, you bring forth the truth to him, you bring forth, the Constitution, you point out these things. Not everybody that's part of the corporation, not all of them are bad people. A lot of them just don't know. They're ignorant. So you begin to work at that level, at your city level, at your municipal level, so that people understand what's happened and how they can be a part of the solution. That's, you know, everything can't be about, and not indicating that, you know, that you're leaning that way. But when you talk to these people, you can't be just negative with them. You have to be positive and show how they can be a part of the solution. They've got to be a part of the solution.
Dan, I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you how I did it yesterday. I requested this meeting with the mayor, and I said, I'm glad we're having this meeting. I, as the CEO of the USAPrepares.com Limited Corporation, and you, Mr. Mayor, as the CEO of the City of Lebanon, Missouri Corporation. And you know what? He didn't flinch. He didn't say, no, listen, I'm not the CEO. He acknowledged that he's the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of the corporation, the City of Lebanon, Missouri. Dan, thank you so much for being with us. And I'm posting the Republic for the United States on the website. You'll be able to go to Dan's website in just a couple minutes. Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.